Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Boesberger. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Gabler. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Gabler. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gene Hassan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Thomas. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bud Thomas. And now, play ball. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive towards third. Werber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Owen moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Steinbacher. Hassan reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hassan moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Hassan scores. Lodigiani goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Sewell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Hayes scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Athletics. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-1 in the game. Steinbacher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Steinbacher reaches second base with a double. Berger moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-1 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hassan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Owen for the out. QL moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Al Williams now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. QL scores. Dykes goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, White Sox. Frank Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler is 0-1 in the game. Gabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-1 in the game. Werber strikes out. one out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berger. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Berger steals second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berger moves to third. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hassan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Owen bunts in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. QL moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. QL moves to third. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL scores. It's 7-4, White Sox. Frank Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Gabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. Ambler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gabler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Boz Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Berger hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Walker reaches second base with a double. Johnson throws the ball into Werber, who tags Walker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Krivic scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields the ball and throws to Gabler covering. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hassan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. QL hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Finney. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Owen moves to third. Frank Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler is 0 for 3 in the game. Gabler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Owen scores. Sewell scores. It's 10-4, White Sox. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabler moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-2 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith now pitching. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Steinbacher strikes out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a line drive towards short. Ambler catches it and throws to first to double up Owen. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hassan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.